Today from Michigan's Maritime Past, a story of early shipping on Lake Michigan. When the brand new 225-foot steamer City of Traverse arrived in her namesake community on May 1, 1871, she was greeted by a large crowd of citizens on hand to inspect the new craft. She was built by the Hannah Leigh and Company and became a fascination to behold. The Grand Traverse Herald stated, "The cabins and staterooms are pleasant and commodious and as tastefully and richly furnished as the most fastidious could desire. The beds consist of an excellent mattress of the improved wire support. Beautiful Brussels carpeting covers the floor and the furniture is of handsome black walnut." The residents of the emerging Grand Traverse region were justifiably proud of this new ship. In the first year alone, she carried hundreds of travelers and delivered over 12 million board feet of lumber to Chicago. She also carried grain to Buffalo and Erie. Just 16 years later, in 1887, the forests in northern Michigan had been depleted, the lumber mills sold, and the once proud steamer City of Traverse left the Grand Traverse Bay Area for good, relocating to Chicago. For the next 18 years, she ferried passengers to many ports, including Duluth, Sault Ste. Marie, Houghton, Marquette, and many others. Sadly, in 1905, she became a floating pool and gambling hall, anchored off the Chicago area. Sometime after, she collided with the Wells Street Bridge in Chicago and suffered severe damage. Instead of repairing her, she operated exclusively as a freight vessel. Then, by 1915, she was dismantled and worked as a floating dry dock, a far cry from its start as one of the most luxurious passenger ships on the Great Lakes. Thus was the end for the once glorious steamer, City of Traverse, a well-built ship that served faithfully for nearly 45 years on the Great Lakes. For the Maritime Heritage Alliance, this is Sean Anchak.